Hello and welcome to another journalistic edition of Way Ahead, your 100% English spoken podcast. This is Teacher Fabio Emeny, and today we'll give you six news that have made the headlines this week. People were making small sachets from plastic and aluminium layers, and now they have exploded across the developing world. Many people live on meager wages in Southeast Asia, and they want to buy the sachets because they are inexpensive mini portions of everyday products from detergent to cookies and coffee. An environmental group's study says that 163 million sachets are used every day in the Philippines. Sadly, they aren't recyclable or biodegradable. Many go out to sea in rivers full of garbage from overcrowded cities like Manila. Officials introduced laws to ban single-use plastic items. However, efforts are weak to pass any laws. Big consumer products companies have acknowledged that plastic waste is harming the environment, and they are working on solutions to solve the sachet pollution crisis. On Wednesday, artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez fainted during the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest, Hungary. In shocking images, the 25-year-old American was seen floating towards the bottom of the pool, apparently unconscious, after she completed her solo free routine. Her coach Andrea Fuentes quickly jumped into the water, fully clothed, to save the swimmer. She pulled Alvarez towards the surface of the water and dragged her to the edge of the pool with a man's help. Alvarez later said that she felt like she was given a great performance. However, she started to feel numbness in her fingers. And then everything went black. The incident was the second time that Alvarez's coach saved her after she fainted in the water. Last year, Fuentes rescued her at an Olympic qualifying event in Spain. To raise money for UNICEF, Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov auctioned his Nobel Peace Prize medal. In October 2021, Muratov received the prize after he helped found the independent Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta and for his efforts to protect freedom of expression. He was the editor-in-chief while the newspaper criticized the government. In March, the newspaper closed in due to sudden restrictions by the Kremlin on journalists and on public dissent after Russia invaded Ukraine. Muratov sold the medal in New York to an unidentified phone bidder for $130.5 million. And the money will go to UNICEF for children displaced by the war in Ukraine. The journalist expressed surprise at the enormous profit of the medal. He said that as a Russian citizen, he felt responsible for his country and its citizens. Those who feel a little guilty about gossiping may be pleased to know that academics have now said that it is actually what sets our species apart from animals. Gossip is what makes people human, because it allows us to pass on vital information on who to trust and who not to trust, as well as bond with family and friends. In evolutionary biology, scientists call the phenomenon gossip theory. The theory suggests that as language developed, it allowed early humans to pass on reliable information so that they could live in ever-increasing groups. Gossiping used to be simply what people did with their friends and was not used in a negative sense until the 18th century. Scientists carried out experiments to find out what people thought about gossips, and the results were that while people distrust those who gossip too much, they were also wary of those who gossip too little. Professor Robin Dunbar at Oxford University even said that we should accept gossiping as a vital part of human life, which might even help us live longer. He said that the most important thing, apart from not smoking, that will prevent you from dying early is the size of your social network. Last week, on Tuesday, UK train services came to a near standstill after workers started the country's biggest rail strike after more than three decades. Only about 20% of national rail services were running, and Scotland and Wales were among the hardest hit. Millions of passengers faced days of chaos as the government rejected a proposal from union leaders and 13 train operating companies. Nearly 40,000 staff began the walkout after midnight. Employees weren't at work during the negotiations, and they even planned other strikes on Thursday and Sunday. A separate strike by 10,000 London Underground staff almost closed the services within the capital. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is under pressure to help Britons. They face the toughest economic situation in decades. He said the strike could harm businesses still in recovery from the pandemic. And the Swiss-based startup has developed a smart harness that supports the visually impaired with navigation. The device is called Biped One, and it uses the same technology for autonomous cars. It guides pedestrians with 3D sounds that become louder near obstacles. The sounds play into a pedestrian's headphones as he moves. The device finds obstacles, cars, pedestrian crossings, and depending on the situation, it keeps important information. The company's co-founder and CEO said that he saw many visually impaired people who couldn't easily cross the street if bikes or electric cars passed them. He thought about how some robots could already do this task, and then he developed his project. Biped One goes on sale in September 2022, and it'll cost $3,150. Então vamos lá, vamos falar em português agora um pouquinho para a gente dar uma esmiuçada, uma escarafunchada e outras palavras estranhas terminadas com ada nesse vocabulário que a gente acabou de ver, essas seis notícias bem interessantes até. Às vezes me puxei aqui, peguei umas coisas bem legais aqui para falar para vocês. Bom, então vamos lá, sem mais delongas, lembrando que esse vocabulário vai estar todo ali na descrição do episódio dessa semana. É só acompanhar ali que tá escritinho, bonitinho. No primeiro, onde eu falo sobre os lixos não recicláveis, né, que seriam teoricamente recicláveis, mas estão poluindo os oceanos, tem uma parte que eu falo o seguinte: many people live on meager wages. O que, que é meager? É bom, wages é salário, né? Vencimentos. Meager é miserável. Então, meager wages, salários miseráveis, salários magros, né? Pouca grana, pouco dinheiro. Então, meager wages. Depois, big consumer product companies have acknowledged, reconhecer, o verbo reconhecer. Então, grandes produtores, grandes empresas reconheceram that plastic waste is harming the environment. Então, eles reconhecem, já reconheceram que o lixo plástico prejudica o meio ambiente. Depois, ali onde eu falo sobre a menina, a nadadora, que faz nado artístico, que ela desmaiou. Então, essa é a primeira palavra. Fainted. Anita Alvarez fainted during the World Aquatics Championship. Então, fainted. Ela desmaiou. To faint. Depois, no mesmo texto, she started to feel numbness in her finger. Numbness in her finger. Ela começou a sentir dormência em seus dedos. Numbness, dormência. Depois ali do jornalista russo que está levantando fundos para ajudar a Unicef. Deixa eu ver onde é que eu tenho aqui uma palavra. Ah, sim. Digo ali, the newspaper closed and due to sudden restrictions by the Kremlin on journalists and on public dissent. Dissent. E aí, meus amigos, o que significa dissent? Significa discordância, por discordância pública, né? Depois que a Rússia invadiu a Ucrânia. Depois, aqui, essa notícia maravilhosa para aquelas pessoas que se sentem culpadas por fofocar. Então é isso que significa gossiping. Gossip é fofoca. Gossiping é fazer fofoca. Fofocar. Fofocar? É assim, né? Em português, fofocar. Não é fofoquear. Não, é fofocar. Fofocar ou fofoquear? Meu Deus, pânico na redação. Como é que a gente fala o verbo fofocar? Seria fofocar. Por que eu pensei que era fofoquear? Não sei, eu acho que eu vou inventar o verbo fofoquear. Bom, voltando, gossiping significa fofocar. Depois, eu falo o seguinte: because it allows us to pass on vital information on who to trust and who not to trust, as well as bond with family and friends. O que é bond? Bond é unir-se, criar alianças, criar ligações com família e amigos, ok? Bond. E depois, isso aqui é interessante. They were also wary of those who gossip too little. Então, que eles também desconfiam. To be wary of someone é desconfiar de alguém. Então, desconfie daqueles que fofocam pouco, tá? É isso mesmo que diz o estudo. É o estudo científico. Não sou eu, Fábio Merim, que estou dizendo. Certo? Depois, onde eu falo da greve na linha férrea do Reino Unido, temos a palavra standstill, né? UK train services came to a near standstill. O que é standstill? Paralisação. Paralisação. Ok? Então, standstill, paralisação dos trabalhadores dos serviços de trem do Reino Unido. Imagina só que desespero, né? E na última, onde eu falo sobre esse aplicativo muito legal, que é uma espécie de GPS pessoal para pessoas que têm deficiência visual, digo ali, a Swiss-based startup has developed a smart harness. Olha que legal esse nome. O que é harness? Harness é arreio ou freio, tá? É algo que para, no caso, o cavalo, tá? Só que, claro, não que as pessoas que estão usando isso sejam cavalas. Não, é um smart harness, ou seja, é um freio inteligente. Para a pessoa que tem problema para enxergar, tá caminhando e esse aplicativo, ele te avisa que tu tá indo, tipo, bater num poste ou, enfim, tropeçar em algum obstáculo. Isso é muito legal. Então, Smart Harness é o freio inteligente, tá bom? Ouçam de novo agora com todas essas palavras que eu coloquei aqui para vocês, porque eu tenho certeza que aí vocês vão ter um entendimento muito melhor. Eu vou ficando por aqui. Chega! Chega! Hoje é sexta, dia de terminar mais cedo as coisas, tomar aquela cervejinha ou aquele vinhozinho ou água mesmo, se vocês não forem muito de álcool. Ok? Thank you so much for being here today. See you next time!